Okay, so I just want to look at the Birlocha. We're still holding down the Shin Tazayin and Sifri Beis. So, in Birlocha, Dibir Maskol Lotzud, page Kuflamin. So the Ayin Shabur Mash Ksavti Bim Humiskavin. So the head over here was, he's grappling with this, that you can't be Machlis Taifis from the Bayis, which is a Mokum Gobel, Mechusit Seva, into the Louv, excuse me, into the Kluv, which that would be Mamash Seda Gemura, and that'd be Osir. But if your intent is because they're doing damage in the house, and not so much that you want them in the Kluv, but you just want them out of the house, so then Efshar Sheyesh L'Hakol, and then he said, Angri Alachol. So now, so he says like this, so what's his thought process? Hatam, Zeh Habi Melacha Shenin Sheikh L'Gufa, Rabbi Paiskin Sir Lok Rib Shimon, Rabbi Paiskin Pasin Lok Rib Shimon, Rabbi Melacha Shenin Sheikh L'Gufa, not like the Rambam. Okay, Vedum Ad Amayda Pasuk Amun Bechar Basif Zayin, Dimisah Sek Pir Shol Yishchena was Mutter. We tam that in Tzarek L'Iker at Seda. The same way we had before, in a case where you're doing it, because you're not being mechaber for the purpose of tzeda, your goal really is just to prevent the damage. So maybe over here it's mutter as well, because Pirush Rashi. How can I make what say? Well, initially on a rock, here's the rabbanon sheish bezeh. So still be asim rabbanon. Now over there we're makel because it's a case of physical pain. The mishum akilin l'gam and the mishum the makom hezekel l'gozu mashen ken hocha. To have the ba'al, it's not a damage to the person, just a question of loss of money. So that doesn't have the heter. But, so once we have, it's only the one that's the rabbana. We're talking about something over here, which on the raisa level is not called mechuzit, it's only mirabbanan, aser. Maybe you can make a makom hefsit. And here, what's interesting is he's being matter it, even though one of the rabbanon is blachas and it's in the gufa. Remember the mother pasuk of Masas Binyamin Simin Chesdim Chesh Shlo Yiganvu Bika Hefsid Mikilin. Why did Chias Hatayel Goes Abayis Shehut Seida Kilach Yad? The Malkam Shliya had Isur Seida Rakmin Rabbanon Kikurin Shehurgal Love of the Beisa. So if you have the two drabbanans, one, it's not mechuzat tzeda deraisa, because at the end of the day it comes back home, A, and B, you're doing it by just, you know, you don't actually pick it up, you sort of like just, you prod it inside, that's tzeda kalach yad. So the Master Yaman said those two drabbanans would make it, then Malkam Hefsid is Mutter. So the same thing over here. Now, even though, again, we said maybe there's a chiluk between the two, right now he's saying this is a possibility of a heter. Pimash accept the Abba Sif Zayin, Bibir Alocha, the Gamma Rambam, the Sirle, Baham, and Alocha, and Sigal Gupis Chayiv, Moidashon, Shunda the Lehavi, the Daitoi, Zer, Bechal Malocha, and Sigal Gupis, Rak Mashem is Asik Baham, Kimish Kabanos, Rak Lavriach, my love, the Tsurdoi, the Cholomit, the Hachinami, the Chbosei. So we could argue over here that even according to the Rambam, maybe this is going to be mutter. It's only drabana. Like I'm looking at tzarf bezedas hagroa, the poise of kamekila and linyan avozim b'tana garlim shiver shusai kishapar in the club in the Arab, the ones with the not like the Ramoa, but he holds that avozim b'tana garlim which bar in the club in the Arab, they come back home at night time. Like the Mashita of the Machaber, that it's Mutter. And then he gets involved in the Gro itself, which I don't want to get stuck in. It's the end of the brackets. In the brackets of the line before the line of the brackets. Ach, Iker Dim Shal Gro, Shachal Ben Avazim, Matan Gerl, and Meshachai, Oib Shabashusai. Yes, to be miri b'shem ezer b'shem of the shul certainly can the chalak bein b'aisim miburiyim shigidlo menasa b'nitarbus. So you have to worry. The Gemara says, but maybe this is the concept that the Gemara is saying that avozim telegerim are different than other types of animals, and they're more kuladik. Okay, so I have multiple arguments over here. It could be, first, it's mochen and zilagufo. It's not a derisa that could say that because it's born the klub on the Erev. Could be it's even mutamikra din born klub on the Erev. And it's mochen hefsed, so it's at worst two drabonims.
And it's better than a normal mochen and zilagufo.
And according to the Rambam, it's better than regular mochen and zilagufo. And Mr. Burr before only seemed to say it according to the Rambam. According to the Rishonim, it's just he didn't say a male shot like everybody else, because the other Rishonim say it's because Loch Shesh Lagufa. But if there are new ones which have not become ruggled to come back home, now you're dealing with the derisa level issur. Near the Eshel Azar b'chol Gavna Kisham Inechnisim Aklub Shumokim Tzar. So we don't have this head. Okay. So you're talking about the derisa level is there. You only have to say in the gufa. You're not getting out to that. Malcolm Hefson. Now the next pair of lacha. Now after with the Mishabura brought this idea of Arvis Chadashim Shal Hergo Babayis, you're going to have this problem. And even they went into the klub by itself, you can't shut the door. And you have a new bird that you just bought. Now you're dealing with a problem, a major problem. Masas ben Yamin was the first one who raised up this issue. They all agree with him. Why? Because the Mora says the Ficha Ein Bavozim Tadagalim Mishum Tzedom. After Omrim Lehem Avein Mitzudim, they said even you have to do an act of physically catching them now. Mishum the boy Machos the boy Mekluv Leeriv. The Mishayim Boy Me'atzim Mekluv Benoich Latopsan Mishum Ficha Chavi Rehin Kini Tzedom Pesh Rashi Shom. They're feeling suddenly bechutzi. But Imamish do when they're out in the field. It's not called Tzedom the Rice. So then, depending where it is, if it's in the field, it'll be said to the rice. If it's in the house, which it's enclosed to some extent, it'll be said to the rabbanon, etc. He's skipping the brackets. That's the four, five lines down. The email klub bebeisoy l'shanu garlam v'abayis who gadol b'loy motzel lebechashkia im kem email ein nitzanim shol v'af po'ev shahurgo lovin lebeisoy yesh shach sham tzedel l'raisa kishasalim v'chutz. If that's where it lives, so you can't say that the logic is since they come home at nighttime and they'll be in the klub, that very small and close area which is easier to get them, because that's where they'll go on their own. So mele, it's like the nitzud already, which means if you keep them in a large area, which that's not called nitzud deraisa, so you can't say they're automatically going to go into a state of nitzud deraisa on their own. So mele, when you catch them in the chutz, even though they're domesticated, to come home every night, it's going to be state of deraisa.
Why deraisa? On a deraisa level, they do come home to a level where they are not nitzud deraisa.
No, but if they live in a large building, you say, let's live in a bar, and you can't get them a chashkia. So the rice, they're not nitzed at all.
Or even the rice, they're not nitzed.
Right. Saying, if you live in a smaller area, which you get the mechad shkia, so that's called nitzed, the rice is called nitzed. But if and the logic Rashi says is, since they come back, the klub and the erev, and the klub is a small area where you can get them easily.
Right.
So mele, it's like they're nitzed even though they're out in the field.
Right.
But when you come home, you still can't get them easily, so they never were nitzed,
right,
even though they're domesticated. It says, well, come on, an interesting din. So, like, obviously, that doesn't sound. I'm sure the base of the base. Yeshayach should be said in the raisa. Kishu sotri bechutz. The Torah bias lets the yarti. The afshar the kibun shu Torah bias. Afshar bias gadol the ba'alma shayfet shiut seida. And a shayach lomer shom havei mitzayda. Kibun shu hugel the boy afshar shenarach l'topsa shom kach. Fine. But Torah lomer the bias are in next line. B'dafka b'mishiyesh l'klub b'bayis. The word doesn't say that. And the Mahakamor say, honey boy in the kluban, lay my hawk in my skin and the kishabor in the kluban there. Chasuyach yet, the master person, the yeshad in chai, yeshabor, im god of a bai, nasa ben bas tarbus. Ve chasuo, bim mokar mesenu, ain derech las is the kluv. So according to this logic, we're going to have this problem. So that's his problem. Elamai, what do you say? You see a different sword. The fact that right now you have them here has to generate some level of heter. So what does he want to fear is? One second. You can hug another union all the way down. It's five lines up. After cutting some men of other macher, you can mock him. Have you can eat soda, but a man is given shesh them mock him. Shrekila love Hashem Lerev. If they were owned by a previous owner, but he already had trained them, and by him, it was they would come home. The fact that you bought them will not make it also. Even though somebody else bought it, once the balabais rishon can get them, so mele the balabais who they're not morgulin yet is mut. That's what he wants to suggest. You bought it from somebody else in town. He's come back to some house in this town, not yours, but somebody. You moved them multiple cities away. He's there. The Matzah Binyamin is right. Okay, so that's. That's what he wants to point out over here, that this svara has to be, it's not so poshut, that it should be a chiyuv. Even the Mice of the Mugger, the Master Yemen says it, the Mugger Ram quotes it, other Chayim quote it. Okay. Fine. So we're going to start now, Simon Shin Yud Zayin. So Mr. Burr writes a Hakdama to Shin Yud Zayin. Shin Yud Zayin deals with the halachas of making knots, tying and untying knots on Shabbos. Select the Mr. Burr Hakdama. But Gemara means the Yesh Kan Shalosh Chalukas. There are three levels of knots on Shabbos. Echad Chayev Chatas. One type of knot is Chayev Chatas. Echad Patar Velaser. Echad Mutar Lechadchila. So there's three levels. L'shita is a riff of Rambam, b'machar the sosim kavasayu. According to the riff of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch follows the riff of the Rambam. There's only one thing which defines whether it's chatas, patar b'loser, or mutar l'chadchila. It's a din ha'hofi. Dimu kasher shel kayama. Okay. G'en shadar k'shiyah kach l'olam. Tano she'en l'kaitziv z'man b'dayta l'atzirai. So Kesher Shel Kiyama does not necessarily mean it's going to stay forever. It means that you have no intent to untie it. Okay? Well, Kesher Shel Asuli, he's kind of talking about it, and it doesn't have, it's not a knot which by nature comes apart on its own. So if it doesn't come apart on its own, and you have no intent to untie it, it's called Shel Kiyama, even though you don't necessarily, you don't say I need this to stay forever. But that's called Kesher Shel Kiyama. I'm sorry, the Riflin Rambam holds you need the two criteria. Who gam kein maisa uman chayev chatos. If it's called a maisa uman, wherever the definition of maisa uman is, it's chayev chatos. It's rather called the sefer asif hakom mahu maisa uman. What is the definition of maisa uman? Therefore, if you have two criteria to define what it is, one is kesher shakayama, and one is maisa uman. So you say if you have only one of the two, it's asur min rabbanan. If you have neither, it's mutter lechatchila. It's mutter. V'im kesher shakayama v'ena maisa uman, or maisa uman v'ena shakayama. You have if you have either of the way of heter, either it's shakayama but not maisa uman, or maisa uman not shakayama, pater balasur. Eno maisa uman v'ena kesher shakayama mutter lechatchila. So that's according to the Rif and the Rama, that there are two criteria that you have to meet. I'm correcting myself again. There's two criteria you have to meet. If both are in place, it's going to be a chiyuv chatos. If only one is there, it's going to be asur min rabbanan. If neither is there, it's a mutter. The Das Rashi by Rosh B'Shari Poskim, the Toli Klal be'etzem hakesher imu ma'isa uman. The fact that it's a ma'isa uman is irrelevant. Whether it is or it isn't doesn't make a difference. Al dikra chilaku the imu kesher shakayama. That is a darker shiyoshar kach lo'elam. If it's something which is going to stay, then chayev chatos.
And you have intent? He mentioned the second part of...
Yes, darko intent, or what is the norm for this particular...
Norm for this is, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Bir Lacha will say that even if I would have intent otherwise, if the standard way you make this type of thing is always shakayama, that's called shakayama. Mm-hmm. We don't go bust with the person himself. We go bust with the standard usage. So according to Rashi and the Rosh, if it's shakayama, it's chayev chatos. I feel even my sehedyot. If you mean darker lekasher rakles man, pater balaser. The darmel kisaser shakayama. Again, I feel even my sehedyot. So according to the Rambam in the first case, kesher shakayama, which is not my seuman, will only be asur the rabbanan. And the second case, which is if it's not a ma'isa uman, and it's not the shakayam, it's only the zman, it's gonna be mutter.
The zman means something in between immediate and.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
The darmik tesh to shakayam. I feel he moved my head. Vim dark a lot here, but the yom. But the chafil I feel him in ma'isa uman. The ain't shame kesher love. Okay. So, and if it's your plan to untie it, that 24-hour period, well, let's call 24-hour period for now. That's debatable. So it's mutter, even to my zuman is going to be mutter, which according to the Rambam, that case is going to be also. So that's the case with Rashi. So Rashi is being machmer in the case of if it's a shakayam, but it's not a my zuman, it's chayef chath, according to the Rambam, that only case of the filter will answer. Rashi being machmer in a case of ksash shakayama, but it's not shakayama, it's only the zman, and it's not a maisa uman. The Kohen Rambam, it's mutter, the Kohen Rashi, that's aser. And a case where it's a maisa uman, lo isa yoyim, the Kohen Rashi, it's mutter, the Kohen Rambam, that case is also. So that's the case where the Kohen Rambam would be more chomer than Rashi.
I'm saying,
maisa uman. Maisa uman, according to the Rambam, even if it's not shakayama at all, is aser.
It's aser durabanan.
Aser mirabanan.
According to Rashi, maisa uman doesn't figure in.
Right. So the only issue, if it's made lahatim rabba yoyim, it's going to be mutter, according to Rashi. So it's just according to Rashi, there's only one criteria, which is the amount of time.
I've never tried trying tie my shoes like a camel's driver's nut.
Now, Yeshur of the call Shadarka Lahatir Basak Shiva Yomim Mahabi Kamashadarka Lahatir Basayoim. There's a sheet that says that the shear for Hatir Mutakhil according to Rashi is not one day but 7 days. So something is not gonna last more than 7 days. Is called Asur Lahatir in immediate usage, and it's going to be mutter the chatchila according to Rashi. Okay. Me'ata yivaru divrei hamechaber v'rav al nochem. So once you have that introduction, because what's going to happen is the Shulchan Aruch is going to follow the Rif and the Rambam, and that there's going to be two criteria, and the Rambam is going to bring Rashi Shito. There's only one criteria, which is time. Now, according to the Rambam, there's not three different times. Because there's only two times. Kesher Shakayama, not Shakayama. According to Rashi, there's three different time periods. So the Ramos going to introduce Shita Rashi of the Rosh as well. Lachumra, not Lakula though. In other words, he's not being matter. In other words, in the third case, which is it's made osi lahata b'bayayim, and some ma'isum and the Rashi is mutter, according to the Machaber, like the Rama, but the bigger case of Yosser, because some ma'isum. So that the Ramah does not argue, and he agrees that the case is osir. Fine. Zog to the Shulchan Aruch. Hakosher kesher shakayama v'hu ma'isumen. So if a person makes a kesher shakayama, which is also ma'isumen, so it has both criteria, it's chayiv. What's that case, example of the kesher hagamalim, the kesher made by the camel drivers, kesher aslapanim were made by the sailors, the kesher mitzus minol v'sandol shakoshim haratzonim, the places where they knot together in the shoes, the minol of the sandal, that the leather worker, the shoemaker, b'shas asayosin, makes these knots to stay forever in the shoe. So all those are called kesher shakayama. Now, the shoe doesn't last forever. We know that. So the island doesn't mean forever. But you have when you make the shoe, you tie these things as part of the process of making of the original act of making the shoe. You never plan to untie them. You'll throw them out like that.
The shoe? Oh, we're talking about
making the shoe.
Making the shoe.
That's called shakayama. The one discussion which comes up is if you have something which is the usage is a short usage, but the derech is to throw it away, it's still tied. Mm-hmm. So it's never coming out. Your intent is never to untie it, but you don't really have an intent. In other words, in these scenarios, your intent is to maintain it for like this is a long period of time. And with no intent on tie. So that's called shakayam. Over here, it's going to last for 10 minutes. And afterwards, you just throw it out like that, and you couldn't care less if it gets untied, or it stays untied at that point in time. So you don't have the positive intent of shakayam in a long period of time. You don't have the negative intent of untying it.
What would be an example of that?
So the example which the Paiskim discuss is a Rashi in the Sefer Sukkah. So your ma'agid, they used to did igud of the lulav with the dalamin, and they would tie it. Mm-hmm. And after sukkahs, they discarded it, still tied on. So you never planned on tie it. So Rashi said that's called shalkayama. Because the Rashi says that according to the manor of lulav tzarech agad, it has to be a knot, which would have a din of a knot in hilchos Shabbos, which means shalkayama according to Rashi, right? According to Rambam, you also need my Solomon, right? But according to Rashi, it means Shalkayama. So the answer is, it's in Shalkayama. I'm going to use it for these few days, and then afterwards I'm going to discard it as such. So I tie a knot on my garbage bag to take it from my kitchen to my garbage.
Yeah. Even just a plain permissible, what would ordinarily be permissible if you're going
to
do it.
But the problem is that once you make a shakayama, according to Rashi, shakayama is also no matter what type of knot you make.
Well, unless it's not considered knot at all.
Right. If you don't make a knot, you don't make a knot. If you want to make a knot, so now you have a definitionally, according to Rashi, that's almost the case. Rashi says that case would be chayiv. Because you never, it's going to have some landfill and whatever, you know. But you, and it might get on time, it might not get on time, but you have no intent on tie it. So, right, so
you'd like it to stay tied. You really only care until it gets picked up.
Right. Or until it makes it to the garbage can. It could be from your kitchen to the garbage. The whole thing is 3 minutes long. Mm-hmm. Now that's all you care about, but you have no intent to untie it.
Well, then you can untie it then if you don't care.
Would it make a difference if you did untie it?
That's.
Well, that's the next question. According to Rashi, there's only one criteria. So if you call that not shakayama, so then it's only last 3 minutes you'd be allowed to untie it. depending on what type of knot you make, according to, you have another problem that's a ma'aseh uman, which you can't untie according to the Rambam. So, but
in other words, if you make a bow tie, right?
I'm not getting into details yet because we're still in the hakdama. We didn't start the siman yet. So the point I'm saying is this definition of kayama, it needs to be clarified.
Yeah.
That's the, according to Rashi, that's what Rashi says. The definition of kayama doesn't mean that it's going to last forever. It means you have no intent to untie it. Mm-hmm. And that the applications of that becomes rather common.
So that's intent as opposed to before when we were talking about it was like, that's the derech for this. So the derech with a garbage bag is not to untie it. But your intent could be, if it would work, you would want to have the intent.
Okay, so that's a good question. We'll have to have a talk about that. Okay. So we said, we did the first piece of the, right? So the definition of is it's shakayama and it's a ma'aseh uman. So we gave three examples. The knot that the gemalim make, the knot that saponim make, and the knot that the ratzonim make. So now the Gemara says that in the knot of the gemalim and saponim, there are two different knots we're talking about. One knot is that they made a loop in the prow of the boat. They make a hole and they put a loop through there and they tie it. And that's going to be what you're going to use whenever you want to anchor the boat or when you want to attach it to the pier. You're going to put another rope through that loop and attach it. But the loop which you put in the prow of the boat never unties. It's there to stay forever. The same thing the way they would control their gemalim is they would puncture a hole through the gemal's nose and put a loop of rope through there and tie it and leave it there forever. Whenever you wanted then to hitch your gomel to the post, I don't know what you call it, that's what you call it. I don't know, if horses, you hitch it to the post, right? Right. So you have the loop there already in the gomel's nose, and you would attach another rope through that and then hitch it. But that note that stays forever. So that's an example of the Morse. So that's cultural. That's the case of the Morse in the sky. So the Gemara gives that example. So it has in it two criteria. Number one, it's forever. And number two, it's in my sermon that these are done by the Gemalim and the Saponim. So the Rambam says that it means the Gemara is telling you need both criteria to be fine. Rashi learns that no, the only criteria is forever. The Gemara is just giving an example of a knot which you make forever is the knot that the Saponim make, not because necessarily they do it in any extraordinary way. You don't need my sermon to be chayav.
But it sounds like you want it to be forever, as opposed to our garbage bag. Not just that it happens to stay forever.
I understand, right?
Good point.
The problem is that the problem is the Gemara says that I got to figure out shot in the Gemara over there in Sukkah, because the Gemara in Sukkah says if you'll do the Torah Chagah, you need a kasher, esidafka kasher, and a kasher, a definition Rashi says means a kasher like a Hilchos Shabbos, which means it has to be a valid kasher. So what's the case? So by definition, the Gemara, according to Rashi, the Gemara is telling me that the definition of Shakayama means as long as it's going to stay, whether you intend it or not, whether you have specific intent for that purpose, as long as it's going to stay, that's good enough. Right. That's what Rashi takes out of that Gemara.
Right.
It applies to other areas as well. I mean, there's a Shimon ben Tzitz Eliezer, which takes from that Gemara, Gabi Boina. You know, so he says, so you take his shiloh simply was a hypodermic needle, which you attach the needle to the plunger, attach it, you shoot it, you throw it away attached.
Mm-hmm.
Again, after the minute that you use it, you couldn't care less whether it stays attached or not, but it's never going to come apart. Not going to be taken apart. So that's called a binyan l'olam, according to Rashi. That's not a binyan l'shoah. So they take out this Gemara. The Gemara has a lot of nafkaminas.
Is it possible that in hospitals they should take it apart afterwards?
He goes with other pretender, but he just raises it according to Rashi. It's a problem. He really holds it's a problem. But the Machaber says if it's a kesher shakayama but it's not a ma'isumin, that's not the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara was it had both criteria according to the Rambam and according to the Shulchan Aruch, following the Rambam. It's both Kesher Shakayama and Ma'isuman. If it's Kesher Shakayama and not Ma'isuman, it's not Chayiv the Reis. Now, I want to skip the Ramah for a second, because let's get the flavor of the Shulchan Aruch first. So the next page, Kesher Shakayama, Vena Ma'isuman. Let's say you have neither. it's not shakyama, it's not a ma'isumen, but to the kasha l'chatila. Okay. So Ketzad. So he says, let's go through an example. You know, let's not go through an example because it's 8:02. Tomorrow we'll go through an example.
What time are you starting?